Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Real Life Money by Claire Seal. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book make you feel seen, or did it call you out?
Honestly, a bit of both. It's not your typical personal finance book. Claire Seal starts with the emotional side, the shame, the guilt, the weird family baggage we all carry about money. And she says that until you deal with that, no budget in the world is going to stick.
Right, because most finance advice is basically spend less, save more. And that's mathematically correct, but emotionally it's useless. She calls that advice emotionally bankrupt, which I love.
Exactly. She says it's like a diet, based on restriction and deprivation, and it almost always fails. So instead, she talks about something called conscious spending.
Okay, I love that phrase. What does that actually look like?
You track every penny for a while, but not to judge yourself. You're just looking for patterns. Then you ask, does this spending actually align with what I value? Maybe you spend a lot on takeout coffee, but you realize that coffee is a tiny ritual that gets you through the day. You don't have to cut it. You just need to see it clearly.
Yeah, because the real waste isn't the little indulgences we love. It's the stuff we don't even think about, subscriptions we forgot, clothes we never wear. That's where the money leaks.
Totally. And she's huge on breaking the shame cycle. She says financial shame keeps us in denial. You hide the credit card statements, you stop checking your account, and then you spend even more because you've lost track.
Oh, that's so real. The shame spiral. But what's her fix? Just look at the numbers without flinching?
Pretty much. She says you have to bring your finances into the light. Tell someone you trust. Say it out loud. I have this debt and I'm working on it. That simple act strips the shame of its power.
That's powerful. And she's also really compassionate about debt. She doesn't moralize it. She says debt is often just life happening, car repairs, medical bills, and unemployment. It's not a sin.
Right.
And she offers strategies like the debt snowball or avalanche, but she doesn't insist on one. She says pick the method that keeps you motivated, because the best plan is the one you'll actually follow.
And then there's the emergency fund. She says it's the single most important step for your mental health, even if you just start with 50 bucks.
Yeah, because without that cushion, any unexpected expense sends you back into debt. It's not about the interest rate. It's about breaking the cycle of crisis.
I also love that she talks about increasing your income. So many finance books just say cut back, but sometimes the best move is to earn more, ask for a raise, start a side gig.
And she's anti-hustle culture. She doesn't want you to optimize every hour. She wants you to build a life you actually enjoy, not just a spreadsheet that looks good.
That's the part that got me. She redefines financial freedom. It's not about being rich. It's about having the ability to make choices based on what you value, like leaving a job you hate or saying yes to a trip with friends.
Yes, and she's so gentle about setbacks. She says you will overspend sometimes. You will have emergencies. That's not failure. That's being human. You just adjust and keep going.
So my big takeaway is stop treating money like a moral test. Look at it with curiosity, not shame, and build a system that works for your real life, not some idealized version.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
Well said. Sophie, final thought?
Claire Seal's message is simple and freeing. Your financial life is not a scorecard of your worth. It's a tool for building the life you actually want. And you can learn to use it well, one small step at a time. We'll see you in the next one.